Hello, and welcome to the UPHCA Pipeline Podcast. I am the host today, Alan Crookston, and we are lucky to have with us Marshall with Armor Sales. I'm going to let him introduce himself here in a little bit. I just want to kind of tell you where we're at. We're down at the Dixie Convention Center down in St. George, Utah, where we're doing our 20th year anniversary of the UPHCA. So it's been 20 years since this association has been founded. Again, this was founded by people in the industry, and it's designed and driven for people in the industry. And that's something that I consider myself lucky to be a part of. We hold these conferences, and we bring people together, contractors, vendors, and other people involved in the industry. And it is one of the many valuable aspects of being a member of this association. So, Marshall, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to say thank you for allowing me to be on the podcast.
Sure, yeah, happy to have you.
Obviously, I am an outside sales rep for Armor Sales. Very lucky to represent 14 great lines. Okay. Basically, almost an all-around type of representation over here.
Cool. So what do you sell?
It's a plethora. We sell, I guess one of our top ones are going to be Viega on the plastic side. That's a great company to really work with. We do Zoller pumps as well, based out of Kentucky. Gerber, which is based out of Chicago, toilets and faucets. All really great companies. We also have little ones like Rector Seal and LSP. Just like the little $1,000,000 parts is what I like to call it, at least.
So Viega, is that like the compression PEX? Like, what is that? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, so they came out with basically what they call press technology. Okay. So they do it with PEX pipe. They do it with copper pipe and also stainless steel and black iron pipe for gas, which is called Mega Press.
Okay.
It's a patented technology. It's really working for them and obviously us. Obviously, we've got really great people that are using it, people that stand behind it.
Like the jaws that come in and like crimp the copper, whatever you're working on, and like seal it? Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, it's an automatic tool. You could use Rigid, Milwaukee. I believe DeWalt might make one as well. Basically, you just attach a jaw, crimp, basically open the jaw onto the part, crimps it tight.
Yeah.
And, we've had really great success, good pressure testings, everything like that.
Yeah, I saw down at the academy, I guess some of our instructors are, did you say Viega certified? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're teaching other contractors to also get Viega certified. And so, yeah, there's always new, that's what I love about construction. There's always new construction technology coming out, and I love it. I love it. So
I always like to say, if you try to stick behind, you'll probably fall behind. So it's always great to be with things that are evolving in the company, because it's what's going to help you grow in the future.
Yeah, no kidding. They say, what do they say in business? If you're not willing to change or adapt, you go out of business.
Yeah, exactly.
So cool. Yep. So where are you guys headquartered out of?
So we're based out of South Salt Lake. Okay. So just off of 2700 South, we got a little office, a couple of storage bases that we can do a little bit out of. We actually do Zoller consignment, which has been really successful, especially with people that are trying to find last minute pumps that aren't local.
So is this like a warehouse people can go to and buy stuff? Or are they calling and like placing orders of what they need? I mean, is are you guys like a supply house, or how does it work? Let's say I'm a plumber and I need to order some supplies or see what you guys have to offer. Walk me through it. What would that look like?
So technically we are not a supply house.
Okay.
Just a manufacturer's representative. What's great with consignment, so say if a plumber did need one of our pumps, they would call whatever distributor that they're comfortable with, whoever they like. They would get it paid for and ordered, and that distributor of their choice will call us and say, hey, here's the PO, this is what we have for you to get us, and then they'll send the plumber or their driver, either way, to come pick up the part, and that's how it's executed.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, one of the things we talk about here at the UPHCA is why should someone become a member? And I talk with different plumbers. I got some neighbors, you know, some of my neighbors are plumbers or HVAC and they're not members of the association, sometimes I hear the comment, well, I just don't see what value it brings to the table. What would be your response to that rebuttal, I guess?
As short and sweet as possible, I would like to say community. I mean, we're surrounded by amazing people. Great relationships are forming every day, especially here. That and the ease with the company. I mean, I feel like people don't understand how easy it is to be a part of the UPHCA and to see the support that surrounds the whole community. I think it is a really great place to be.
Awesome. No, I love that. Sometimes you can feel like a one-man band, like you're out there on your own trying to conquer the world. And it's fun to see these contractors get together with other experienced contractors, suppliers, vendors, and you start to realize, oh, we are a considerable force, and we make a difference. So that's a good point, community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Strength in numbers. Well, why don't you tell us maybe some things that you've learned by being a part of this conference this weekend? What are some of the benefits that you've taken out of being here?
It's actually a really good question. Obviously, a good one is probably the great food. Great meat, yeah. No, yes, I think some key benefits is just creating more relationships with people that you don't really see every day. Some of these plumbers don't really get out of their office either. So, I mean, it's easier for them to come out to these conferences, have good conversations, talk about new things that are arising and what you have going on, and also finding out what they have going on in their lives. That basically try to find a great synchronization to figure out how we can truly help them out in the best way possible.
Cool. Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, fix it.
Correct.
So, yeah, we just got done having an awesome barbecue lunch with Peach Cobbler and had a presentation from a sales rep. You know, this guy who's, I remember Nick, he spent over a decade in sales and been very successful in building relationships and you know, as simple as a contractor, how do you answer your phone? How do you respond to messages? How do you greet customers? How do you settle up with customers and get paid? You know, there's definitely some customer service skills there, like the soft skills side of construction that matter. I don't know, how have you seen maybe the soft side of sales benefiting the construction space?
As of like a relationship aspect?
Yeah, I mean, you come from armor sales and have experience in kind of that world.
Yeah.
Maybe you could speak about, let's say I'm from XYZ Plumbing Company, how would some sales training benefit me as a plumber?
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, obviously trainings happen every day. So it's honestly a really good thing, especially when new products are coming and arising every day. It's crazy to keep up with the whole gist, especially, I mean, with me having 14 lines, it's new things are coming out in each every line. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
Yeah.
but I think it's really good to make sure that the plumbers like you in a way, you know. So, I mean, you can do trainings all day and they won't listen to you. But if you have that good relationship, the good rapport, definitely gets you places for sure.
Yeah. Well, that saying that people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care.
Correct.
I remember, so I used to be in education. I was a secondary education teacher, so I taught junior high and high school.
Okay.
And one of the best trainings I ever had as a teacher was on customer service skills. And I had to learn to not give everyone a crusty, stinky stare. And I had to, the way that I would phrase things and say things, and like when an angry parent would call me and chew me out, how am I going to respond to that? You know, and I had to literally take off my teacher hat and put on the customer service hat and be like, oh, hello, Mrs. So-and-so. Thank you for calling today. I appreciate you reaching out. How can we solve the problem? And I became a problem solver, but it took like a intentional flip to like have good customer service skills.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think that's one thing that I definitely see with Marshall and armor sales. Well, I guess in closing, how can people get in touch with your company and learn more about, I guess, the different supplies? Do they just go to the supply house that they work with, or is there a website that they can go to? How could they reach out to get more involved?
Honestly, I want to say that we have plenty of social medias. We're okay. Armor Sales. That's basically where we represent each other. We also have a website called it's armorsales.us. That's a great way. It'll show every single one of our lines, and if you click on one of our lines, it'll take us straight to your website or what the manufacturer's website. Excuse me.
Cool.
So it's a great way to kind of keep in touch with us. Definitely social media. If you can get on, it's always all social medias are Armor Sales. So
cool.
It's great. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Marshall with Armor Sales. Appreciate you coming out today. And again, thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. The UPHC Pipeline Podcast. The UPHC Pipeline Podcast.